And a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning to you all. Our 8 a.m. Rooster Crow kicks off the Outdoor Living Hour here of Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 28 years. And for the first time ever, Rosie's call screening.
Oh, don't tell him that. The phones will light up.
Did he really realize that?
Did
he really realize that's what
he's
he was
like
doing?
A deer in headlights.
Light him up and let's see how he does. He'll get his first chance to see what it's like on the other side of the glass. It's
not as easy as it looks.
He's trying to turn the microphone on to get on air right now.
A lot of buttons over here.
That's dangerous.
So we'll try and take calls, but if not, we may have some technical errors with our screener. But it's just because the studio inside is so packed. We have Jay Harper of Harper's Nursery here to take your landscape and gardening questions at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. You can also visit or text in to 411-923. If you have pictures you'd like to share, if you've got a bug you'd like to identify or a plant you'd like to identify or something that's happening to your leaves, it's a little bit easier described in a picture. You can email that into info, info at rosieonthehouse.com.
They don't text, just so people know. I still get people trying to send us pictures via text, and we don't.
Yeah.
Don't have that technology.
Pictures to the email, questions to the text, or on phone at 1-888-767-4348. Where are we starting today, Mr. Harper?
Well,
big pumpkins?
We got big pumpkins next week. Next week is the second annual official weigh-in for the Arizona State Big Pumpkin Contest. Some guys that have gardens over at the Scottsdale Community Garden a couple of years ago decided they were going to try and grow big pumpkins here. They're grown a lot in the East, and those you see these 1,200, 1,500 pound mammoth pumpkins, and we can't do that here. But last year he grew one that was just almost 500 pounds, and that was the new state record.
On so the you desert could, floor?
Yep. But you start them here in January in a greenhouse. And they finish in May, as opposed to most places start them, you know, May or June, and they finish in the fall. So it's hard to get them to go through the summer here. It just takes so much water, and the heat is so intense that they do them a little bit opposite in order to get those big ones. So that's kind of a fun thing. You know, we had a lot of people turn out last year and take pictures and have their pictures taken, and you know, they're not the prettiest little pumpkins. They're not your little carving jack-o'-lantern, beautiful little pumpkin, round pumpkins. They're really weird shaped, some of them. But it takes a tractor or a lift to lift them. It's quite a little process. So that's next Saturday.
And so what was the motivation of saying, you know what, we need giant pumpkins in Arizona? Is this like a huge economic value that it brings? Is it a tourist attraction?
It's the same motivation why somebody would want to break par playing golf. It's just something to a hobby, to a challenge. Why do you want to climb to the top of that mountain? It's you know, guys that like to garden and thought it'd be fun to see how big a pumpkin they could grow. And so they've got an Arizona Pumpkin Growers Association. They've got, you know, it's just like fishing or you get caught up in something and. You know, there's always a few people that are really enthusiastic about it, and they take it to the next level, and that's what these guys are doing. And they're encouraging other people to do it. They would like to see, you know, 50 entries. They'd like to see a biggest squash. They'd like to see a biggest tomato. They'd like to see it be more than just a big pumpkin thing. So.
And the Arizona state record is 486 pounds, and y'all think there may be a couple contenders to beat that this year.
You know, the other thing that Dean was telling me is that if you document your entry, these will qualify for the state fair, even though the state fair is not until the fall. If they're documented and photographed a certain way, things like pumpkins, things that you could not have at state fair time, you can document them and enter them into the fair. For judging that way too, so that's something else to keep. I had no idea you could do that. So, you know, if you want to exhibit something, have a chance at winning something, have at least get the blue ribbon out of something.
Do you know that Romy won a master blue ribbon, best of class when he was a little boy? Remember what you did?
Banana bread.
Banana bread.
Nice.
Nice. It's his mom's recipe.
How fun. So, yeah, it's time to be thinking about big pumpkins. It's also time to be, you know, watching the garden. Lots of pests and spider mites and caterpillars, and the grape leaf skeletonizers are out in force on grapevines. So you really need to, this time of year, you know, it's springtime. It's stuff's growing fast, but the critters are out growing fast too. So really be on the lookout for those types of things in your garden. Make sure we're fertilizing. We're coming up on the next time to be fertilizing citrus, which really means you should be feeding virtually everything in your landscape and garden as well. And we're doing that ongoing thing every year this time of year. We get lots of calls on, you know, transitioning from winter lawns to summer lawns. So, you know, we can take calls about that. That's never a...
We've already got a text in about that.
Yeah, see, there you go. People's lawns, mine's the same way. It's got places in it that just look crummy, and that's just part of the process. So we can walk people through that as well.
Very good. 1-888-767-4348. It'll take a few minutes to get everything processed today. Our call screener's new and is on the job training. So while the calls are lining up, Jennifer, introduce your guests.
We have a treat today. You know, we have so many wonderful gardens to visit in Arizona. My favorite one in the valley is Desert Botanical Gardens. It's just so fantastic. But if you want a private little peaceful garden, it's open to the public, but it's very private feeling, intimate place to unwind, I suggest you visit the Japanese Friendship Garden. And this morning we have some guests from there. We have Eileen Takaguchi. Good morning.
Good morning, good. Jennifer.
Good. And Ravis. And Eileen is president of the garden. And Reiko Rivas,
yes,
is the executive director. And they're here this morning just to share a little bit about what the garden is and then the special project y'all have going on. So Eileen, why don't you introduce us to the garden, maybe by starting with the history of the garden?
All right. Thank you. And thank you for having us. Well, I guess I'd like to take a different approach, maybe, like,
sure,
thinking about history and thinking about how I got involved and how all that kind of transpired, because I consider myself second generation. And, you know, my parents have been involved since inception. And I asked my mom, like, we lived in Glendale. Like, how did you get involved over on the Phoenix side? Well, I found out that she was one of the very first or few people who knew Japanese tea ceremony. So Phoenix would always call upon her to provide this kind of ceremony. So through that, she got a little bit more popular and started supporting Phoenix a little bit more. And then that's when, like, they, in like 1976, that's when we became a sister garden with a sister city, Himeji, Japan, and with Margaret T. Hentz. So it's kind of interesting how that all happened. It's been 40 years. Mayor Margaret T. Hentz, and then, I don't know the mayor in Japan then. Do you remember, Reiko?
Mayor Totani,
and which we met when we were in Japan. We
just
went
recently.
Japan,
you were just there, right?
Yeah, we just came. We went there in March and April, and we signed a garden proclamation. So we're like the first sister garden, international sister garden. And it's, we kind of view it as being like a Phoenix sister city garden, but now we're the, like, a international garden connection sister garden.
And it's right at 3rd Avenue, right?
Right.
On the Deck Park Tunnel.
It's right in downtown.
Actual address is 1125 North 3rd Avenue. And you hardly know it was there. You'd actually have to know it was there to find it. Reiko, why don't you just tell us a little bit about the garden itself, how you get there. And
okay. Well, we are right in downtown Phoenix. Actually, on the 3rd Avenue and 2-3 blocks north from Roosevelt. And the garden usually opens from October through May, and we are closed for the summer. But this year, we are extending our hours for the first time through June 18th, just the morning from 7 to 11, and we closed hot time of the day. And then we open again from 4 to 7. In the morning hours, we offer yoga class and tai chi class so that people can take advantage of the peaceful surrounding of the garden in the morning.
We found out that June is actually a nice time to be open in the garden. So we're trying to figure out different ways to keep the garden open. So we're trying this out. And our tea ceremonies, our public tea ceremonies, we provide once a month. And it became so popular that we had to extend it into June.
Right. And those are on Saturday, correct?
Third Saturdays.
Once a month, yeah.
And you have to make a reservation to be a part of those, correct?
Correct.
There's a fee for those?
Yes, it's $30 for adults and $25 if you're a member of the garden, and then seniors gets discount.
And it's really nice because they get a private docent tour of the garden, and then they get to experience an authentic tea ceremony.
What is a tea ceremony?
That's a good question. Well, Japanese tea ceremony is it's a traditional art form, and it dates back about probably 1,500 years ago they created. And since then, it's keep, you know, continue people practicing. So when you come to the garden, you know, we show you how to, you know.
It's very authentic.
Yeah, it's
in
very
tea
authentic.
House as well.
Right. And then we serve tea and the Japanese sweets in a tea house.
I will tell you, you don't have to sit on your knees, right?
Right. We have chairs.
I was a little nervous
tables.
About that. Yes, little chairs and tables.
How long is a tea ceremony?
It's about 30 minutes.
Okay. Yep. Interesting. And how do I get to the Japanese Friendship Garden?
From
Where is it located?
Okay. So it's on 3rd Avenue and 2 blocks north of Roosevelt. So it's just off the I-10 from 7th Avenue exit.
Okay, very good. We appreciate y'all being here with us today. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you to join the conversation. We've got calls lining up with dying grape fruit tree question. We've got callers in from Mesa with a sweet orange tree. We have some texts we'll get to. As you mentioned, the Bermuda grass transition.